Okay, so yesterday we left off with the Shor Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yud, because Truma is halacha, hey, Ochal Truma b'mezid, b'hisruvoy, loike v'einu m'shalom. The Rambam says, somebody ate Truma b'mezid, so if there was Malkus, so he doesn't have to pay for the Truma, because we have a rule that Malkus patters from Mamet. But in Agamar, the case was, we had a whole sugya about Ochal Truma b'mezid, if he has to pay or not. Agamar was talking about whether it was, presumably, where it was Lohi Srubay. So there's no Shaila of Malkus. It's only Shaila of Misa B'nei Shemayim, and that has to do with Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We don't pass like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. But nonetheless, but says the Rambam, that's only if it was Lohi Srubay. But if it was his Srubay, then you already have Malkus. Now there's a new discussion. Forget Misa B'nei Shemayim. Now there's a discussion that there's Malkus. And we know that Malkus also passes from Mamun. Kedei Hashasa. That Malkus passes from Mamun. Says the Rambam, that therefore, Ochal Truma b'mezid, if it was Basra, so since he gets Malkus, he doesn't have to pay. That's the Shtukur Rambam. So the question is, the Mishal Melech asked the Rambam. He says, but it's not Bidna. What happened to Agamar? Agamar has a whole discussion. Ochal Truma, that how could you have a case of Kimli Drabbane, but Ochal Truma b'mezid, mean the Agve Kanya. Someone says, well, maybe he didn't pick it up, was Tochav Lechaderoi, but mean the Lasi Kanya, well, maybe he didn't chew it, but he could have, but still he was claiming because of Havali Ladura. Well, it was he wasn't Yochel Ladura, it was El Ali Deyatchak, that was the bottom line of the Gemara. Or it was Tochav Lemashkin. The whole sugya, how you could have that the Chi of Miso should come with Vasachas with the Chi of Mammon in order to have Kimle Duramine. So true, Agamar is talking in the context of Nechunya Ben Akana, Misa B'nei Shemayim, but the same thing should translate into the Chi of Malkus. The Chi of Malkus is also Chal with the Achilo. So how do you have Kimli Rabbani over here? The Chi of Malkus only when he eats it. Before he ate it, there was Mida Agba, there was Mida Lase, Mida Havali Ladura. So Rambam should speak out that this din, that the Malkus Patas Ramaman, is limited to a very specific case where it was Tochav Lechaveroi, and he was not Loyus, and it was and he was only Yochel Ladura Yal Dei Atchak. Doesn't say that in Rambam. All of that is missing from the Rambam. So that's the tema of the Mishulun Elach. The kids of the Rambam was mashed with the whole din of Dvar Marasugin. So I mentioned yesterday that the Rambam Lamaisa has a mukkah because the Mishnah is Mitzrayim. The mukkah for the Rambam is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi and the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Trumas that Ochal Truma b'mezid, he pays Keren, doesn't pay Chaimish, but he pays Keren. The Yerushalmi asks, but what about why isn't the Malkus Pater? And the Yerushalmi answers that it's talking about B'Eloi Yisro, but the Yerushalmi doesn't answer it's talking about where he picked it up, or it's talking about where he chewed it, or it's talking about where it's Havali Ladura. Yishami also bypasses all of that, and Yishami assumes that if it was Taki, the Yishami seems to assume that if it was his Shubay, then the Malkus Patas from the moment. So Yishami doesn't seem to be. So let's say it seems to be Machlekes between the Babli and Yishami. The Babli holds that it's only Be'idna in the specific case of Tochum Lechaveroi and Eni Ochla Durele Deyat Chak. And Yishami apparently is Chorlik, and Yishami holds, for some reason, Yishami's not bothered by all those technical problems. And the Yishami says it's Kimli Duravanei, regardless. Okay, so we could say it's Machlokes Bavli and Yishami. The Rambam passes like the Yishami. Quite all you dwell in the Olam, the Rambam passes like the Yishami against the Bavli. That's not the first time that should happen. However, the Chayim may ask, it's still Shami. Because what would the Machlokes, the Bavli and Yishami be about? If it's a Machlokes Bavli and Yishami, what's the Nekudas of Machlokes? That the Bavli holds from Rav Chisda Svara Mida Agbe Kanya. And the Yishami apparently doesn't hold from Rav Chisda Svara Mida Agbe Kanya. But it can't be, because the Rambam himself paskins the din of Rav Chisda. The Rambam Perek Beis, Hilchos Gnei Halacha Dalet, brings the halacha of Ganav Chel B'Shel Chaveroi, that the Malkus does not patter from the Mammon because Mida Agbe Kanya, Mishchayev, and Mishchayev B'Malkus Lehavi, Yad Da'ochalei. So the Rambam paskins the Svara of the Bavli. He brings Rav Chisda's halacha. So if you already passes like Rav Chisda that Midag Bekanya and the Malkus of Achilas Chalev can't pater from the Chiyah Moment because Midag Bekanya, so the exact same thing should apply to Eichel Truma B'Mezid.
There's Malkus in that case. The Rambam says
it's
Malkus.
It has to be talking about Malkus because otherwise. No, but he's certainly in Kol the case of Malkus. Anybody have Rambam? There, it's a Gneva. Oh, I have it. Resort to that. Just slow. going to Tivli Shul Chaveri Biacholi Mishalim Mei Tivli. Yeah, you're right. The Rambam doesn't say the first that it was with Hashra. The Rambam's not Mechal. The pastor says that it's that the whole Gavi is Chayim. What? Yeah, well, what's the chiddush of Ganav Chelvoy? Vachaloy Mishalim Mei Chelvoy? Why not? He doesn't pay kefal. Why shouldn't he pay kefal? He's telling me he's a chizus halacha. Pastor, he's a chizus halacha. He's telling me the chiddush din that the Ganav Chelvoy Shel Chaver. Yeah, there's no gimel job in it. The Malchus doesn't pat it. Avadim means Rav Chisda's member. I'm just taking this out of thin air. This is Rav Chisda's member. Gan Chal B'Shachaver. The Rambam's not Mechal. Rav Chisda said it in the Chunim Menachana. The Rambam's saying it LaHalofa. But nonetheless. Yeah, so that's the Shverah. Rav Shemelech's Kasha. Yeah. So I want to tell you a mahalach. This is not mine. I heard this from somebody sent me a shiur from. Actually, some fellow sent me a shiur. Didn't say whose shiur it is. I think it's Rabbi Ria Vozer from Eretz Yisrael, from Italy. It's a big guy. But anyway, one of my cousins, he sent me a shiur on this sugya, a tape, an MP3, and he says Taka Gadol Gazachem. So I'm gonna tell it all. Two Hakdamas. We need two Hakdamas for this. One Hakdama we've seen in the past, but one Hakdama we never saw, and it's really an incredible thing. The Rambam, in the same parak, in Perek Yud of Shumat Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says a bombshell. The Rambam says this. It's not the Rambam Azeh. Kaloichel Truma, Ben B'Shoigig Ben B'Mezid, Eime Mishalim Elim and Achulun HaMisukonim Shaitzim Eim Truma Sumaisus. What's the bomb over here? A little bit we learned that the sugis of Tashlumei Truma. There's unbelievable chiddush in this Rambam. I'm going to read it to you again. You tell me what's the incredible chiddush here? Galayuchel Truma ben b'shaygi ben b'mezid. Einay mishalim elam menachulim hamisukonim shayitz meim truma semaisus. It means peres chulim misukonim. Amazing, unbelievable. We know we're already familiar with the concept that when you eat truma b'shaygi. So there's a special parshah in the Torah of Anosim Akainis HaKadosh. It has to be Dovar Roy Lius Kadosh. You have to pay Peres Chulim Musukonim. And the Tashlumin is Nasim Chuma. And Tosfos says it's a Kapara. And Ein HaKain Yochel Limchol. And so on and so forth. But we're used to thinking that if you eat Chuma B'Mesit, that has nothing to do with the parshah of Anosim Akainis HaKadosh. That's a regular Mazik, a regular Gazlin. It's not in the parshah of Tashlumin Chuma at all. And therefore, it doesn't have to be Peres Chulim Musukonim, and it's Tashlumin and not Nasat Truma, and not Kain Yochalim Chol, and you don't have to pay Chaimish and so on. That's how we're all used to thinking. And Rav Shaim Taka says the way we finish that the Eichel Truma B'Mezid is a regular Gazan. In the Rambam, it says that Eichel Truma, even B'Mezid, you have to pay Peres Chulim Musukonim. Says the Biskirov in the sefer in the back of the Biskirov and on the Rambam there's letters. So some of the letters are to the Rav and some of the letters to Rav Chatzkel of Ramsky and some of the letters are probably to other people, but this is a letter to Rav Chatzkel of Ramsky, even though it doesn't say at the beginning, but it's apparently it's known that it's to Rav Chatzkel. Says the Biskirov that you see from this Rambam that the Rambam has a Shita Mechudeshes that even Eichel Tum Mezid, the Tashlumin are part of the Parsha of Tashlumei Truma. Hagam, the Rambam Avad agrees, the Rambam says Beferish, it's Mishnayis, that Eichel Truma B'Mezid does not have Chaimish, and the Tashlumin are not Nasim Truma. That the Rambam agrees, the Tashlumin do not become Truma, they remain Chulim. And Achayin Yochalim Chayil, all of those things are absolutely true, the Rambam says in Beferish, it's Mishnayis. The Rambam does not agree to them, does not argue on that. Nonetheless, Eichel Truma B'Mezid, even though it's Choluk B'Dinoi, for many of the halachas, Eichel Truma B'Shegig, but it still is fundamentally in the parasha of Tashlumei Truma. Yeah, Hadavat Sarach is bonus, and I don't know, Biskrov doesn't explain, and neither does Rav Ozer for that matter, and where the Ram, where in the Pesukim we're supposed to learn out these two different, manashach. If it's in, it's in, if it's out, it's out. But somehow, in the parasha of Tashlumei Truma, there's two categories. There's Eichel Truma B'Shegeg, that has many halachas of chaimish and a peres nasim truma and so on, and that you're not going to have bemezid. But nonetheless, oichel truma bemezid is a parsha of tashlumi truma le'inyan zeh that you have to pay peres chulim sukkanim. It's really strange because the peres chulim sukkanim, they don't become truma. You give it to the kohen and it blives and it remains chulim. But you have to give peres chulim sukkanim. You can't give him money. You have to give peres chulim sukkanim.
Why doesn't the Rambam learn that from the Mishnah that the Yushalmi is going on? That Mishnah at the beginning of the 7th Perek of Truma says someone who's Ochel Truma Bemezid pays Aaron but doesn't pay Chomish, and you pay with Peros Masukani that are Chulin, and the Kon can be Mochel. So maybe the Rambam is, of course, that very Mishnah that the Yushalmi
is going on. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Okay, go to the Mishnah. Asher Mishabola Kan Vitavode Vyodai. Eichel Trumas Mezid, Mishalem is Akerin, and Mishalem is Achaymish. Hatashlum in Chulin doesn't say that you have to pay Paris. It's Hatashlum in Chulin. Pashkat is it doesn't become Truma. Even if you gave Paris, they don't become Truma. But not that you have to give Paris. So you hold the body, you don't give Paris, you give money. It's a regular Dan, it's a regular Mazik. That's the Sheet, that's the main Trum Sheet in Mishalem, that's for sure. The Rami here is way out in left field. But Akapodim, Paris Yeram, that you can't get away from. So Paris Yeram, the Ramam is Mechadishos. That oichel truma b'mezid, it's a parsha of tashlumi truma that you have to give peiros chulim sukkanim. So again, it needs a hakdara. You know, why are you giving peiros if it's not truma? Like normally, that's one of the they ask in the Ram. You know, we're used to thinking, why do you have to give peiros chulim sukkanim? Because it's supposed to become truma, so it has to be a dova haroyelius kodesh. That's the drasha. Menos no kodesh kodesh dova haroyelius kodesh. Why do you have to give a dova haroyelius? Why do you have to give? That's how we're used to thinking. Why do you have to give a dova haroyelius kodesh? Because it's going to become Kaddish, for goodness sake, so you have to give a Dovah, Royalius Kaddish. Here it's not going to become Kaddish. So why do you have to give a Dovah, Royalius Kaddish? So that's what the Biskrov says before. He said, you see in the Shalom HaKiddush that it's two different things. There's one halacha that it becomes Kaddish that you don't have amazing. But that's not why you have to give a Dovah, Royalius Kaddish. That's halacha in the Tzura of the Tashlum and the Truma that you have, that has to be Menosin LaKaddish. You have to give Peres Chulunum Sukkanim. I think the Hagdara is, and maybe this will help it, maybe later on, this here Rabbi Zeh doesn't say, but I think the Hagdara is that the Rama holds it, that even b'mezid, you have to give peiros, and the peiros have a din nesina l'shevet. It's just like Truma has a din nesina l'shevet. So Eichel Truma, b'mezid, Eichel Truma, you have to be mafish peiros, and the peiros have a din of nesina l'shevet. Just like the original truma had it in the scene of the shevet, either because you haven't given it yet to the shevet, or because it was already given to the shevet, so there was zoich in it, so it's mamon hashevet. So now when you eat it b'mezid, eat truma b'mezid, so it's chaladin, you have to eat mafish peiros, and those peiros have a din nesina l'shevet, or a din mamon hashevet. Just the same way the original truma was either had a chiv nesina l'shevet, or it was already mamon hashevet. So the peiros chulim misukonim that you mafish, they don't become truma. They're Truma-like in that they have a din nesina l'shevet, or they have a din of mamon hashevet, and therefore they have to be peiros. They have to be peiros haroi. They have to be peiros chulim misukonim. Peiros that are in the parsha of matnas kunim, that are susceptible to being matnas kunim. They don't become kodesh because that night it was b'mezid. It wasn't b'shogeg. But they have in common with truma that they have a chiv nesina. I think that's the hagdara sadavar. It's not soon to get to what we want. To the shir. To be magdrit, you know, we could take it just as written. The Rambam holds the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. That's really Hanagel and Yineno. But since we're a little bit more sophisticated now, but Tashlumi Truma in general, I think that's the Hagdoras Hadolah. That you have to, that it's not Stam Tashlumin of Mammon. You have to be Mafish Paris, and the Paris have a din of Nesina L'Shevet. So let's say you ate Truma, you were Mafish Truma, and you ate it. So you have to, so just like the Truma had a din of Nesina L'Shevet, so the Paris that you replace them with have a din of Nesina L'Shevet. And you have to give it to the kohen. Or if it was already truma that belonged to a kohen, so it had a din of mamon hashevet. So if you eat it, you have to take peiros and give it to the shevet, because it replaces the truma. It doesn't become truma, but it replaces the truma. Akapanim. That's number one. So that's hakdama number one. This tremendous chiddush in Rambam, black on white, that the Rambam holds that even tashlumi truma b'mezid hagam, that they don't have all of the halachas of tashlumi truma that shogeg. but it fundamentally belongs to the parsha of Tashlumi Truma, and as halacha says, it has to be Peres Chulim Misukana. Where did the Rambam get this such a wild chiddush from? So the Biskirov says that the Rambam had a mocker from the Yerushalmi and Pesachim. The Yerushalmi and Pesachim has a suffix whether Oichel Truma B'mezer is chayiv even on Pachas Mishavet Pruta. Says the Biskirov, if it's a regular parsha of Tashlumin, what's the suffix? Kavada is no chayiv Tashlumin on Pachas Mishavet Pruta. So you see from the whole suffix of the Yerushalmi that even Tashlumi Truma is a parsha, is a new parsha mechudeshes of Tashlumi Truma. Okay, the Or Sameach, however, says, found the Gemara Mufreshes for the Rambam. Mamash Gemara Mufreshes, except that you have to read it the right way. The Gemara in Yevamos, Naftzadik Mar Aleph, the Gemara says, the Gemara has a discussion like this, that somebody ate pears of Truma that were Tahirim. So he's supposed to pay pears that are Tahirim. Instead he paid with pears Tameim. It says that the mice of the Paris, the Tashlumin is Chal, and the Tashlumin is Chal, but there's a need, and if there's a Knas, if he has to pay again. He paid Lefi Domim, he paid more, because it's not worth so much as what he ate. So he has to pay more, because we pass him Lefi, well, that's a Shaila, Lefi Midim Mishalim. Truth is, it's a Shaila, what the Gemara is going. Rashi learns Gemara is going Lefi Midim Mishalim, so he gave the same value. Tosfos learns is going Lefi Domim Mishalim, he gave a greater value. But it's still not a right tashlumen, because since you ate pears to him that are over l'seicher, and you're giving pears to meim, they're not so over l'seicher, not kipsim olav. So it's not right. You're supposed to pay with pears to him. So kach, you made the tashlumen, you ate pears to him, and you're paying with pears to meim. So your payment is really not a proper payment. I mean, it's chal, because either l'fi midu mishalim, so who cares if it's worth less, or l'fi domu mishalim, you're talking giving a lot more. That's Rashi and Tosfos. But the truma is chal. The payment is chal. But then there's an even. But do we consider they have to pay a second time with payers tayer? The more there is mechalak between shogig and mezid. If it was shogig, we don't consider him. If it was bemezid, we do consider. So Rashi learns, Tosfos learns, that the shogig bemezid means: did you know that the payers you were paying with were payers tameim? Did you deliberately try to pull a fast one and pay with Paris Tameim, or was it an honest mistake? So if that's the case, it has nothing to do with, that Gemara has nothing to do with the Rambam. But Tosfos there brings a Paris Rivon, that the Rivon said, Ben B'Shoigig, that B'Shoigig B'Mezid means, did he eat the Truma B'Shoigig, or did he eat the Truma B'Mezid? That if he ate the Truma B'Shoigig, then we're more machmer on him, that he has to pay again with Paris Tameim. If he ate the Truma B'Mezid, then he gets away with Paris Tameim. Tosfos says it's a mistake. If you ate Truma B'Mezid, Tosfos says the Rivon's a mistake. If you ate Truma B'Mezid, you don't have to pay Paris at all. Who cares if the Torah is Tameim? You don't have to pay Paris. You can pay with Subban, you can pay with anything because it's a regular Mazik. Says the Or Sameach, the Rambam read the Gemara like the Rivon. In which case, it's a Gemara Mufreshes. A Gemara Mufreshes that an Oichel Truma B'Mezid has to pay with Paris. Paris Torah, Paris Chulud. So that's the marker for the Rambam. Rambam's a beautiful. Yosemeh, Mamish found the Mokka for the Ram. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two. The Ram at the end of the Perek, the same Perek, Perek Yud, this Ram we talked about. The Ram says, L'olam einay mishalem elof hidom mishayse shove v'shas achilom. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that you pay when you eat truma, you pay lefi the value. The Rambam passes lefi domim mishalim. The Rambam says maybe we should pass lefi midim mishalim, but the Maaseh the Rambam passes lefi domim mishalim. You pay the value that you ate, but the value at which time? The value could fluctuate. The value of sachila, the value of shas hamod bedin. Exactly which value do you pay? So the Rambam says you pay lefi the value of shas sachila. Says the Rambam. Why necessarily the value? I understand the value of Shas Achilu, not B'Shas HaModah, but because that's the thing that goes by Shas Achilu. But what if it was worth more when you stole it than it was B'Shas Achilu? Let's say you stole pairs of Tumah, and they were worth $100. And then B'Shas Achilu was only worth $80. Says the Ravid, you should have to pay $100, Ligar Migazlin. We have the Gemara of Sochem, Ligar Migazlin. I'm not sure if the Ravid means you didn't personally make Tumah, you should have to pay $100, because of the lumpness of Ligar Migazlin. Remember the Remember the love? Who was it who talked about that Gemara? Anybody remember? The Torah Zoram, the lumnus of the Torah Zoram. That whatever you have, me didn't gazin, now goes into the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. Is that what the Rabbi means? Or the Rabbi means, no, Rabbi, only pay $80 when you need Tashlumi Truma. You have to pay another $20 plus the Das Gazin. We're like, where did that go? But what about the Rama? The Rama says you pay Kishas Achila. What if it was worth talking to the Rabbi? That's the point. What if it was worth more of a Kishas Achzela? So maybe the Torah is Roim, that the Chiv, that the Dine Gzela should go into the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. So that I understand. The Rama holds that's not apt. That doesn't apply over here. The Torah Zeroyim is talking about a case where B'shas Achila was worth. Torah Zeroyim is talking about something else. Torah Zeroyim is talking about the Gemara Mesachim, where you're paying B'shas Achila, where if you hold the Fimida Mishalim, you should still. But if Lefidomim is more than Lefimida, then you have to pay Lefidomim too. Because the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma, even if it's Lefimida Mishalim, can't be more kal than the Parsha of Gezel. And the Parsha of Gezel, you pay Lefidomim. Regular Gezel, you pay Lefidomim, not Lefimida. So even though in Truma maybe it was Mishadish, Sofer Gemara, but maybe in Truma you have to pay Lefimida, but Avada in Truma you have to pay in Lefimida only when Lefimida is more. But when Lefimida is less, Avada you pay Lefidomim too. Because the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma can't be less Chomer than the Parsha of Gezel. That's what Moram Sochem is talking about. Okay, but still in all, it's Chal B'Shas Achilo. It can't be Mechayim when he didn't Tashlumi Truma for what it was worth when he stole it. You following what I'm saying? Was the Torah's. We could divide the Ravid's Hasog into. I'm not sure which one the Ravid's asking, or both. The Ravid could be asking, number one, I understand you only pay 80, B'Shas Achilo is worth $80. So the Ravid says, I understand that Tashlumi Truma, you only have to pay payers, $80 of payers. But you should pay another $20 in cash because you're a Gazan, when you stole it, it was worth $100. That may be, is that the Ravid's Hasog? Or is the Ravid being Masig even more? That you should have to pay $100 of payers, meaning Tashlumi Truma, because of the lumness of the Torah's Zroim, that all of the Chiyuvik Zeila go into the Tashlumi Truma and inform and transform the Tashlumi Truma. Which way is the Ravid asking? So the second question, the Torah's Zroim, the good question, that the Ravid, I think the Rama could get out of very easily. We could say, even if the Torah's Zroim is right, the Torah's Zroim is right only B'Shas Achila. If B'Shas Achila, that's the Chalos Achiyuv of Tashlumi Truma, B'Shas Achila says the Torah's Zroim, based on the Gemara of Sochim, even though you pay lefimido, according to that side of the Gemara, but you have to pay lefidomim too, lefidomim of shas achila, because the din of tashlumei truma that's chal b'shas achila is a vada chal not only lefimido, but it's chal lefidomim also, because it can't be a little more kal since tashlumei gezel is lefidomim mishalim. So tashlumei truma is certainly lefidomim also, maybe lefimido also, but it's also lefidomim, whichever is greater. But here's a different case. Here b'shas achila is only worth $80. B'shas achila, both gezel and truma, is only $80. LMI, you want to say, but he should have to pay another $20 because a month ago when he stole it, before he ate it, it was worth $100. What does that have to do with the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma? That can't go into the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. That has nothing to do with the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. So the Torah is Roim Dika Hasoga, I don't think it's sharing the Rama. But we can still ask on the Rama, okay, fine. So, Midim Tashlumi Truma, you only have to pay $80 of payers. But you still have to pay $20 cash, meaning Gazan Bialla. Where did that go? At the end of the day, he stole it, he was Nishayib $100, and he didn't Gezel. Now when he ate it, he's Nischayev, Midin, Tashlumi Truma, maybe it's only worth $80. So I understand he only pays $80 of payers. But why doesn't he have to pay another $20 in cash, Poshet Das Gazlan? That's some of the Poshet of Shach and the Ravid's Hasoga. I just made it too fancy, maybe. But the Ravid's asking a Poshet to thing. I'll read it again. The Rambam says, La'olam eina mishalam efidom ishoysa b'shas achila. Says the Ravid, why, if it was worth, b'shas achila, it was worth more. So le'garami gazlan, meaning where did the chiyuv zeila go? I understand that the chiyuv of Tashlumei Truma is chal b'shas achila. B'shas achila was only worth $80. But when he stole it, he was already in chayiv $100. That chiyuv didn't go away. So $80 he'll pay him in Tashlumei Truma, but the other $20 you have to pay in cash. But the Rambam's mashma not the way. The Rambam's la'olam einu mishalim el v'dom shoyish 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 b'shas achila. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So al korchach, the Rambam holds that when you have a parsha of Tashlumi Truma, whenever you have Tashlumi Truma, the parsha of Tashlumi Truma replaces the parsha of Tashlumi Gezel. And the parsha of Tashlumi Gezel is Poka. We had this before when we were learning the Yishami a little bit. That the parsha of Tashlumi Gezel is Poka. So yes, when he stole it, it was worth $100. And he was chayiv in Gazlan, he was chayiv to pay $100. But now that he ate it, when he ate it, it was only worth $80. Now he's in his chayiv to pay for the payers, not just midin tashlumi gezel, but midin tashlumi truma. So the parsha of tashlumi truma, the nosan lakayin es hakodesh, replaces the regular parasha of Gezel, and now he's not chayiv within Gezel, he's only chayiv within Tashlumi Truma, and therefore the chayiv is, according to its worth, not b'shas agzela, but rather b'shas achila. That's l'chor what it says here in this Rama. That's Poshim Shat and Rama. But now I'll ask you, is this Rama talking only b'shoigu or even b'mesed? So, if we had thought of the shir just now, I would say, what are you talking about? Of course it's only b'shoigu. B'mesed is regular gazel. B'mesed doesn't have any special halachas. But now we just learned that the Rama holds that even b'mesed, it's his parsha of Tashlumi Truma. And the Rama in the whole, so it's very, very, very quite possible and very mistaber that this halacha in the Rama of la'olam eina mishalim u'l'b'shas achil is not only talking b'shoigu, he's talking even b'mesed. And the lashon of Rambam is mashmei. The Rambam says la'olam eina mishalim. He's not mechalik and shoygig and mezid. And the Rambam in the whole parak, not only that halacha that I told you, but the halacha throughout the parak talks both about the dinim of shoygig and the dinim of mezid. The Rambam is shitosik is the dinim of mezid of tashlumi truma. Given that the Rambam holds that mezid is also a parsha of tashlumi truma with different details. And there's no chaimish and the parak and not some truma. Calmer. But still, the parsha of Tashlumi Truma B'mezid, Tashlumi Truma B'mezid is fundamentally part of the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. It's part of the subject matter of this parak. And the Rama in this parak has spoken about not only the dinim of Shoigig, but also the dinim of Mezid. So now, if at the end of the parak, the Rama says, "Olam Einei Mishalim, Elul Fidom Shoish Shovim Shas Achila, Stomach Yipeyu Shoig." That he's talking even B'mezid. And Adorim is Tabrim, because it's the same story. What's the difference? L'inyo, what we're talking about right now, that the parsha of Tashlumi Truma replaces the parsha of Tashlumi Gezel, once we're saying that the part that Achilas Truma B'mezid is in the parsha of Tashlumi Truma, so why should it be Chol? That's the case. So now we have Haderach Yishar Lefaneinu to explain the Rambam that if you eat Truma B'mezid, like Evein Mishal. Based on the Yishami, the Rambam passing is based on the Yishami in Perek Zayin Trumas, that if each Trumah b'mezid, you like Yivein Mishal. Ask the Mishal Melech, but it's not for Idna, because you already in Ischayim Zayla when you picked it up, or when you were Loyasit, when you didn't spit it out, so the Chiv Tashlumin came before. So it's not for Idna, so how do you have Kimli Rabbin it? So what's the answer? So now you tell me, what's the answer? What's Pshat in the Rambam? What'll do with the Gemara we'll come to, but what's just Pshat in the Rambam, sir?
The tashlum for the achilas truma gets rid of the tashlum.
Right. Just like we saw in the Rambam, if you stole it when it was worth $100, but when you ate it, it was worth $80. The chi of tashlumi truma is mafkir the chi of exela, and now you chayv mikoyach the parsha of tashlumi truma that happened b'shas achila, not mikoyach the parsha of tashlumi exela that happened when you picked it up when it was worth $100. So hu adin v'hu amido, when you take truma and you pick it up and you chew it, and you don't spit it out, and you do all of these things, and it's chayiv midin mazik, and midin gazlin, and so on. But then you swallow it. When you swallow it, now it's chala din of tashlumi truma. Tashlumi truma b'mezid, but it's tashlumi truma. The din of tashlumi truma, the chiyuv of tashlumi truma, is mafkia, the tashlumi gzeila that you had before. Now you're only chal mikoyach the parsha of tashlumi truma, which is chal when? V'shas achila, and v'shas achila, you're chayiv malkus. So kimli drabin it. It's the Ram, you know, tell you me yachtav. The Ram is Ramish. You see clearly, Ram is the Shitosik. The Shal, of course, is, but it's against Agamar. And Agamar says, not the way. So the Emes is not the end of the world. We said, anyway, it's Machlek's Babylon Yerushalmi. So the Ram passing like the Ram is passing like the Yerushalmi. That was said to the begin with. So but our question was, but what about Rav Chisda? By Gon of Chelbe Shachaveri, Rav Chisda says, the Ram passes Rav Chisda, that by Gon of Chelbe Shachaveri, you're chayav for the Hagbah, even though you have Malkus for the Achila. So what's the difference between Rav Chisda and Tashlumi Truma? If you had to run Malkus, poshut. By Chelev, it's a regular Mazik. You steal somebody's Chelev. It's a regular Pashim Gzelev. There's no special, not a Pashim of Chodeshes. It's a regular Mazik, a regular Gazan. So mid Agbe Kona. You became chayiv in the moment when you picked it up. That's when you became a gazan. The chiyuv malchus is when you swallowed the vada. That's not the idna. The Rambam is right. You like kumishalim. Lashengi betashlumi truma. Agamor thinks it's the same as Rav Chisda, but the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi that it's not the same as Rav Chisda because tashlumi truma is a parsha mechudeshes. Even b'mezid is a parsha mechudeshes, and it's mischayiv b'shas achilo. And the chiyuv b'shas achilo is mafkia the chiyuv exela you had before. And meila lemaisi chayiv tashlumi truma the chiyuv mikoyach the achilo. And the Achila was already Machayef and Malkus and Kibbutz dropping it. Yeah.
If you say that the Rambam Malkus is person there from the Bavli. It would just be strange that the Bavli agrees.
Okay, so let's go on. We'll see. But right. Let's see. Pemis, there's another Sharam. There's another Sharam. There's a Gemara in Chulin. Kuf Lamet Omed Beis. We talked about this Gemara in the past. The Gemara says, Hamazik Matnes Kunda Oisha Acholim. Somebody had Matnes Kunda. Let's say he had Joel Chayim Kevo. He had things that are supposed to go to the Kohen. So Chayim Kevo, presumably Truma as well, Matnes Kunda. And he was Mazik them or he ate them. So does he have to pay the Kohen? He has Joel Chayim Kevo that's supposed to go to a Kohen. He hasn't yet given it to a Kohen, but it's supposed to go to a Kohen. And he takes it and he throws it in the incinerator. So the Gemara says that he's potter. I think it's a Mishnah that he's potter. The Gemara says that he's potter. Maybe it's not a Mishnah. But anyway, it says in the Gemara that he's potter. Says the Gemara, why is he potter? It's Mom and Shein Leitavim. Because there's no Kohen who could take him to Basin. Because any Kohen that will take him to Basin will say, I wasn't going to give it to you anyway, I was going to give it to some other Kohen. That's one side of the Gemara. The Gemara has another side of the Gemara. It's HaKosuv, V'zei Mishpat HaKayin, that until you give it over to the Kayin, there's no Tefiyas Mamet. Akapon, it says the Lehrer Beferish, Hamazik Matnes Guna is Potter. And the Rambam passing that Lahalacha. The Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perektes Halacha Yedalet, says that if you Mazik Joel Chayim and Keva, so you don't have to pay, because it's a moment Shein Leitavim. Again, he told me, Joel Chayim and Keva, that you have not yet given to a Kayin. You already gave it to a kohen. It's his moment. Of course, you have to pay. But it's zayil chayim kevet that you have not yet given to a kohen. So it's moment hashevet. You have a chiv to give it to the shevet, but it belongs. It's the corporate. They can't bring a class action suit. It belongs to the shevet kuno, but it doesn't belong to a specific kohen. So that's called moment she'en leitayim. That's the gemara, and the Rambam passing that lahalach. But the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Trumas halacha hey, no my meiser rather halacha hey. Dr. Amram, Ha'oichel Payosef Tvolim. Somebody had Tevel, and he ate it. So even though it's Chai Mishal Shemayim, Ein Mishalman HaMatonis Lebalayim. He doesn't have to pay for the Matonis. Shenema Shearimu Lashem, Ein Lecha Behem Klum Ad Shearimu Oisum. Since it's Loi Hurmu, it's Matonis Shaloi Hurmu, the Truma has not yet been separated out, so he doesn't have to pay for eating the. No, even though Tevel theoretically has to go, some of it's going to go to a Kayan, but if you eat Tevel, you don't have to pay the Kayan. Say, take the Ram. The implication, of course, is that if you took out the truma and you ate it, then you would have to pay the kohanim. What do you mean? So the mefarshim asks, what's going on? What are you talking about? Even if he were mafresh the truma, it's mamon shein leitayim. The Rambam himself paskin that masik matnas kunis potter because it's mamon shein leitayim. So what's the answer? Some of the answer is that the Rambam's l'shitasai. That truma is different. Reg Zroyel Chayim and Keva if you mazik it. So that's your regular mazik. And the Kohen is Teveyu. The Kohen wants to be Teveyu. And he didn't gazdan v'yalma. He didn't mazik v'yalma. It's moment Shein Leitovim. There's no Kohen who could be Teveyu and Din. Mashenkin by truma, so if it's Tevel, doesn't have it in a Teshlumit Truma. That's the Xerxes Kosov, only Mishas HaRoma. But once you have a Shas HaRoma, now you have Truma. And if you eat Truma, that's not a regular Chiyam Mazik. A regular Chiyam Mazik, you have to have a Teveya. It's not a chiyuv mazik. This is a new parsha of tashlumi truma v'nosin l'kohenes hakodesh. That the Rambam holds that even oichel truma b'mezid, he has a chiyuv to take peiros and to be mishalem l'kohen. That's what I said before. I think it has a chiyuv that there's a chiyuv nisino. That in the parsha of tashlumi truma it says you have to take peiros. Akam, they don't become truma, but they have a chiyuv nisino like truma. So if you're mazik truma or you're oichel that mazik truma, if you're oichel truma. If you're masik, it'll be different. But if you're, I'm talking about, the Rambam here is talking about oichel. If you eat truma, so now it's chal din of tashlumi truma that you have to take peiros. You have to take peiros, and the peiros get a chiv nesina. That's the gather adover of tashlumi truma mezid. They don't become truma, but they're peiros chulim that have a chiv nesina l'kayin. So mele you have to give into a kayin. So that's very good. The Rambam l'shitos. Well, it's not doing with the zroy l'chayim. The Rambam l'chus bikurim is talking about zroy l'chayim and keva and matnas kun in general. So about a matnas, this is moment shein l'tayim. That's a regular gazan. You have to have somebody to be teveyu. But in tashlumi truma, that's a new parsha mechudesh of tashlumi truma that you have to take payers and the payers with which to replace the truma that you ate, if it's been made, they don't become truma. But they have a chiyuv nesina, and mimele you have to give them to a kohen. That's the Rambam, you see, the Mishnah say, the Rambam is one Mishnah say achas. But the question is, but the Gemara in Chulin, that Gemara in Kuf Lamed, says beferish that the Indian of Mazik Matnus Kunin, the whole course of that Sugar, the Gemara discusses Mazik Matnus Kunin, it's Mamun Shein Lefevim and so on. The Gemara says beferish that it applies to Truma as well. In fact, the Gemara brings this din of Oichel Peretz Volim, and it asks it, what do you mean? It's Mashmah that if you mafish the Truma, you wouldn't have to give the Kohen. Well, I, it's Mamun Shein Lefevim, you would have to pay the Kohen. I, it's Mamun Shein Lefevim. And the Gemara says, so Gemara Taka says a special Kimta. The kids, the Gemara says beferish not like this Ramah. The Gemara there in Chulin says beferish that a mazik matnas kun is mamon shein le'tayvim, and the Gemara says it's true by Zoril Chayim and Keva, and the Gemara says beferish that it's true by Truma as well. So what are you going to do? Al koch echatayim, then it's machlekes asugis. The sugi in Chulin holds that that Eichel Truma b'mezid is not in the parsha of Tashlumit Truma. It's a regular masik bi'alma, and therefore it has a din of mamon shein le'tayvim. That's the Gemara in Chulin. But the Rambam was doiched the Gemara in Chulin in favor of the Gemara in Yevamos that ben mishayik ben meisid you have to pay peiros, and in favor of the Yerushalmi that if they were master Eichel Truma he's parted from Tashlumin because it's kimayi b'drabimene, so you see that it's chal b'shas achila and it's mafkir l'chim exela. The Rambam saw that it's a machlokes asugis. And in Echonami, the Gemara in Chulin holds that it's a regular matzik matzik school, no different in principle than Zroi l'chayayim and Keva. The Rambam was doichel ek Gemara me'alocha because he had other Gemaras in which the Rambam saw that Eichel Truma b'mezid is in the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. Fair she Gemara in Yivot Tzari, that there was a me'echbot. And that's what the Rambam passes. That Eichel Truma b'mezid, he has to pay Paris Chulim Musukonim. And if you have to pay Paris Chulim Musukonim, then it's a parsha of Tashlumi Truma. They have to take Paris and use them to replace the Paris of Truma, and they have a chiv nesina. And that's the pshat in the Rambam about Kimli de Rabbanei as well. If that's the case, and now we have a so now Mela Agamar is not sure. Agamar holds Eichel Truma b'mezid. There is a problem of which it should be like a chisto. You should be. Agamar holds you have to have Agamar equates Eichel Chalev to Eichel Truma because Agamar goes like the Gemara in Chulin that Eichel Truma b'mezid is a regular gazan. Once it's a machlokes a sugis, no, it comes out. We have to have sugis chalukas. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed that says that if you eat Truma, you don't have to pay the Kohanim, you own Truma, you don't have to pay b'mezid. You ate your own Truma b'mezid, you don't have to pay the Kohanim because it's Mamon Shein L'Tovim. That Gemara is treating Eichel Truma b'mezid as a regular gazan. Agamara that says that mida agbe kanya, mida lasi kanya, and therefore it's not kimli b'drabanei, and unless it was tochav lechaver b'niochel adur el adei atchak, also goes like the Gemara in Chulin, that it's a regular chiyuv gazan. So when you picked it up, or when you chewed it, or when you didn't spit it out, you were in a skayim within gazan. So where's the kimli b'drabanei? That's one school of Gemaras. But against that, we have other sugyas. We have the sugya in Yevamos that says that b'mezid you have to pay peres chulim musukonim. So you see that it's a parsha tashlumei truma. You have to take peris to replace the truma. They don't become truma themselves, but they replace the peris of truma, and they have dini truma. At least they have to give them to a kohen. That gemara holds that tashlumei truma. The Rambam passing like that gemara. The Rambam says beferish that if you eat peris, you eat truma b'mezid. You have to pay chulin b'sukkotim. The Rambam passing is like the gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik. And therefore, the Rambam passing in Hilchos Maaser that if you eat truma b'mezid, you have to pay the shevet. I is Mamun Shein L'Tovim. What does that do with Mamun Shein L'Tovim? You have a din of Tashlumi Truma. You have to take Paris to replace the Truma. And just like the original Truma had a Chiv Nesina, the Paris that you mafresh now have a Chiv Nesina. So it has nothing to do with Mamun Shein L'Tovim. Against the Gemara in Chulin, but the Gemara, the Ram Taka passes like the other Gemaras. And Mimela, that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi in Truma's Perek Zion. That Yerushalmi says that if Yerushalmi says, how do you have Malkus for Eichel Truma B'meis? How do you pay for Eichel Truma B'meis? It's Kimeli D'Rabinei. And the Gemara says, no, it's Dafkin for his Truboy. And it's Cholok and Agamar that what do you mean? Midag Bekani or Losim, or when you lois it, you kind of. Because the Gemara Yushami is going, like the Gemara in Yevamos, like the Rama Paskins, Yushami is going, like Tashlumi Truma B'mezid is a Pashim Mechudesh, Eichel Truma B'mezid is a Pashim Mechudesh of Tashlumi Truma, which is Chal B'Shas Achilo, and therefore, and replaces the Chiyuv Exela. And therefore, even if just like the Rama says that if you stole it, it was worth $100, but when you ate it, the Truma, it was worth $80. You don't pay $100, you pay $80. Because the parsha of Tashlumi Truma supplants the regular parsha of Gzela. When you eat Truma, you no longer chayim within Gezel. You're only chayim within Tashlumi Truma. So who adin, if you ate Truma, you were agbe and you were lase and you didn't spit it out and you were mischayev and gazlin, but then you swallowed it. Now it's a parasha of tashlumi truma, even though it's been mesed. It's still a parasha of tashlumi truma. Now your chiv is not mikayech to leisa and not spitting it out and the hagba. Now your chiv is mikayech to achila, and the achila already have a chiv malchus as kimli deravene, unless it was the history by that's the Rama Paschus.
Kimli deravene pushes off the chiv tashlumi truma, so why wouldn't the chiv gzela return?
No, because Kimli Rabbanei, yes, you have to say Kimli Rabbanei is a p'tur, but at the end of the day, he's in the parsha of Tashlumi Truma, he's not in the parsha of Gezel. This means he's not in the parsha of Tashlumi, he's in the parsha of Tashlumi Truma, but the Malkus patters from the moment. But he doesn't go back to being a regular Gezel. Anyway, Adkan, that's what the a little bit of Hasbar, I was Moshe Mael, but the Chesmei Adorim is from his Shira, I think it's from Moshe. Yeah, Thomas Murdoch. We should make a record or something. It's really we're not going to do it, but it's really Murdoch of what. You see the Rama, how all the Ramas they come together into one shita. Okay, go right. We'll go right there. What time is it? Yeah, we can go right there. Yeah, Dr. Gemara. Ravashi Yomar. V'zah shochal tumah mishaloi v'koresh yirayim shel chaveri. Ravashi has another etzah. But how do you have a case of zah shochal tumah? It's not be'idno. The chiyuv moment is when you picked it up and when you chewed it. And the chiyuv miso b'nei shamayim is when you swallowed it. Not at the same time. Dr. Ravashi, in Echanami, we're not talking about the chiyuv moment for the tumah itself. That's not be'idno. Talking about a different chiyuv moment. A chiyuv moment that while he swallowed the truma, he was koresh yirayim shel chaveri. And that already, according to Rav Nachman ben Akona, that's already kimli d'rabbanan. Dr. Rashi. So by the way, seeing this Gemara Chiddush, we'll see this is halacha pshuta, that kimli d'rabbanan doesn't have to be the two maisim, the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv moment, have really anything organic to do with each other. Here you have a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv moment that mamash have nothing to do with each other. The chiyuv misa is for eating truma. The chiyuv moment is for tearing up somebody's shirayim, somebody's cloth, and it's kimli d'rabbanan, just as it was simultaneous, two simultaneous chiyuvim, misa and moment. The misa part is the moment. So they state them. Says Rashi, because shirayim, b'shal shabayla, it can't be b'shas lisa, b'shal shabayla, he was kara shirayim. Yesh lion, how do you mitzamsim exactly? I don't know, but anyway, that's the case. B'yafel gav. Maybe the voice of Chavel Raya. I don't know. Anyway, I forgot the misa lab mishum imayna the nizak asile. Even though the misa over here really had nothing to do with the mamon, nonetheless, you're potter. No, it's two different things. The misa is for the truma, and the mamon is the shirt. It's enough to make the kimmel rabbinet. Vesfir le ravashi. Rashi adds vesfir le ravashi. Misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh potter. The ravashi holds that even though the chiyuv misa was not to the person to whom he has the chiyuv mamon is to the bala shirayim. The chiyuv misa is for being oichel truma. It's not to the bala shirayim in any sense. We'll see in Tosfos exactly what this means. I don't want to deal with it in Rashi. We'll deal with it in Tosfos first, then we'll come back to Rashi. But Akapanim Rav Ashi holds, says Rashi, that that's not a problem. You still have kimli d'rabbanan. Even though the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mamon are split. The chiyuv moment is to the bala shirayim, and the chiyuv misa is not to the bala shirayim. The chiyuv misa is for eating the truma. So the moment, so in sense, you have a split. Misa is that moment is that. We'll call that a split chiyuv. So Rashi holds that that's not an impediment to kimli d'rabbanan, and Rashi implies that other amoraim disagree and say that, and others disagree and hold that is an impediment to kimli d'rabbanan. Rashi is alluding. We're going to come to. Do I don't do taisis yet? Just by show of hands, did everybody see taisis? Who saw Tysus? Oh. Okay, so I don't know. We'll just make a very little. We'll stop early. We'll just make a very basic haschala. Then tomorrow we'll you'll see Tysus. Rashi is alluding to a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tysus Messiah at the very beginning of Yud. The Gemara says, Omer Rava said. Rava said that if somebody was meyed Pliny bo al bas Pliny. Pliny bo al bas Pliny. That means that a certain woman, a married woman, was mezaneh with Pliny. So Rava said, and then they were huzmu. So her they have. So says Rava, they have the chayv misa umaman. I kimli d'rabine. Says Rava, no, there's no kimli d'rabine. It's misa l'ze umaman l'ze. The chayv misa and the chayv umaman have a different address. So Rashi learns that the case is she was an ayir merasa. Doesn't say before she was an ayir merasa, but the Gemara before is talking about an ayir merasa. So Rashi learns this case is also an ayir merasa. So the chayv misa, who's chayv misa over here? The boil and the nivellus. Because Anaira is an adult. She's more than but she's an adult. And so she's Chayim Misa and the Baal is Chayim Misa. But the Ksuba, the Hefzad HaKsuba, was the father's. Because Anaira Amurasa, once she gets married, once she has Chuppah, so she's Yotzer Meshusaviyah and the Ksuba goes to her. But Kozman, she's only Anaira Amurasa, the Ksuba would have gone to the father. So therefore, the Hefzad HaKsuba is to the father. Says Rava, so that's not called Kimelid Rabinik. Since the Chi of Misa is to the Baal and the Nivellus. Whatever that means, to the boil and the nevelas. Not discuss what that even means. Chiyav Misa is to somebody. We're not used to thinking that Chiyav Misa is to anybody. Chiyav Misa is Chiyav Misa. It's not personal. But a component, that's the Lashon HaRava. The Chiyav Misa is lezeh, it's to the boil and the nevelas. And the Chiyav Mammon is to the Chiyav Mammon is to the father. So that's not, so since it's split, since the Misa and the Mammon here are split, so there's no Kimli Rab in it. It's called Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. So Rashi says, so Rashi learns that doesn't stim with Rashi. Because Ravashi's case also, the Chiyav Misa is to the Chiyav Maman is to the Baal HaShirayim. The Chiyav Misa is for eating the Truma. Taisus calls it a Chiyav Misa LaShamayim. We're going to discuss these terms later in Mitzvah Shem. But it's not a Chiyav Misa certainly to the Baal HaShirayim. It's a Chiyav Misa that's directed elsewhere. Its vector is elsewhere. And it's not really to the Baal, it's not really to the Kohen, not Chai Misa to the Kohen, it's hard to imagine, but Christ calls it Yechai Misa L'Shamayim. So the heart's also split. And yet Ravashi says that it's Kimli the Rabbinah. It says Rashi, Kasov Ravashi, Misa L'Zeh, but Tashlum L'Zeh is Potter. The Ravashi disagrees with Rav Zisoid, and Ravashi says he can have Kimli the Rabbinah, even though the Misa and the Mammon are split between two different addresses. That's the Rashi. Harbi Yesh L'Var over here, but that's what it says in Rashi. So Taisus, we'll see in Taisus a whole discussion. Is this called Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh? And I guess Olam hasn't yet done Taisus. I don't really want to get too much into it. I'll just mention one kasha the Mashal asks. The Mashal says it comes out that the Ravashi's Ukimta is not like Rav and Sanhedrin. Right? That's what Rashi says. That's what we certainly have Taisus understood Rashi. That's the Pashat Pshat Rashi, that Rav Ashi here is Cholot and Rav and Sanhedrin. Ask the Mashal, but what's Rav Ashi over here coming to explain? The Machlokes Abaye and Rava. So he's explaining the Machlokes Abaye and Rava with the Nafkamina, which according to Rava is true. That's the Mashal's Kasha. The Emes Tosi Shonim Esen. It's on the Gilgan and Tosi Shonim. The Rav Shif says, you know, it's a Kasha, so it's not Nafkamina for Rava, it's Nafkamina for Abaye. It's good enough. Chorim Rav Shif is right. Why does it have to be Nafkamina for Rava? It could be Nafkamina for Abaye. What? Right. Similar thing. So I don't know. Tashonim Yesed. It's not so clear that it's really a kasha at all, but Akapanim, it's an interesting kasha. Shos is a very strange teretz. You want to take a look. But the main thing is to start with Tosfos. We have to go through Tosfos and we have to work this whole thing out. And B'chal, what does it even mean, Misa L'Zeh? And so on. I guess the Olam hasn't seen Tosfos, so it's really not fair to start. I'd rather the Olam see it first. Okay.